This is 91.9 FM KPTZ Port Townsend. I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz with local news and commentary for Friday, the 7th of April. By order of Governor Jay Inslee, the state of Washington has purchased 30,000 doses of the abortion pill mifepristone. This drug is legal in the state to end pregnancy up to 10 weeks, and it was approved for use by the Federal Food and Drug Administration 2 decades ago. However, a Texas judge is presiding over a case challenging the FDA's approval, and that could impact women's freedom to access the abortion pill here in Washington. The governor said, quote, "We are not sitting idly by while that threat exists. We recognize in Washington that the price of a woman's freedom of choice is eternal vigilance," end quote. Inslee said he directed the State Department of Corrections to purchase a 3-year supply of mifepristone. Those 30,000 doses cost $1.275 million, averaging at $42.50 per pill. Inslee said he asked the University of Washington to also purchase a supply of the medication. The university agreed and now has 10,000 doses, which creates about 4 years of backup of the abortion pill. The governor said that if the court ruling brings a halt to the manufacturing of the abortion pill, it will not affect access because the decision would be to stop the manufacture, not the possession of the drug. Inslee said the second step of this process is to authorize distribution of the medication to healthcare facilities and providers. To move forward on that, State Senator Karen Kaiser filed a bill authorizing the Department of Corrections to acquire, sell, deliver, distribute, and dispense abortion medication. In environmental news, Meaningful Movies Port Townsend will host an online screening of the documentary titled Damn Nation this Monday evening. The movie travels across America looking at the growing awareness that our future is bound to the life and health of our rivers. In the wake of dam removals, such as the Elwha and Glynnes Canyon dams in Clallam County, rivers have rebounded, giving salmon and other wild fish the right of return to primeval spawning grounds. Dam Nation, with its majestic cinematography, will screen via Zoom at 6:30 Monday evening. A community discussion will follow with guests including Jefferson County Commissioner Heidi Eisenhower, Nez Perce Tribal Member Julian Matthews, and local fisherman Amy Grondin. More information, including the Zoom link to watch the film, can be found at meaningfulmovies.org when you scroll down to the April 10th screening of Damn Nation. On the playful side, I'd like to tell you about some Easter egg hunts happening in Jefferson County this weekend. The Port Townsend Elks Lodge will host an egg hunt at 8 o'clock Sunday morning at Chetsamoka Park, whose entrance is at Jackson and Blaine Streets in Port Townsend. In Chimicum, the Lutheran Church of the Redeemer on Redeemer Way will have an Easter egg hunt at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. And Quilcene Fire Rescue will have an Easter egg hunt at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Quilcene Masonic Lodge. The hunt will follow a fundraising breakfast there at the lodge from 8 until 11 on Saturday morning. And the Transportation Lab, a local 2020 action group, is organizing a one-day transportation conference next Friday, the 14th of April. This event is for decision makers, transportation planners, and advocates. It's called Moving in the Right Direction, and it will have former Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn as its keynote speaker. McGinn is now the executive director of America Walks. Registration is open to everyone for this gathering, which aims to provide expert presentations, a panel discussion, and inclusive workshop sessions, all from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. next Friday at the American Legion Hall in downtown Port Townsend. The details await at Local 2020's website, and that's the letter L2020.org. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz. Thanks for listening.